Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, how well do you know yourself? Maybe you could know yourself better. Maybe there are ways to understand ourselves that we don't know about and could use the help. I've been helped, and I'm glad that I understand myself better. Because there's a lot in my life, a lot of behaviors, a lot of ways I respond to life that I can't always make sense of. I know that's the way I do it, but I can't explain it. Well, now maybe there's an explanation, and maybe that explanation can help us know ourselves better. And to do that, we're going to examine, again, the human design system, which really has insights about life, humanity, behavior, mechanics of our personality in ways that most of us haven't heard before. So we're going to talk about that and help you understand how knowing yourself better can give you much more confidence in life and clarity. That's a good one. So to do that and to talk about human design is my fellow analyst, who has been on the show with me a number of times, and she's wonderful to talk with about human design, and is a wonderful analyst, Regina Concatelli. Regina, welcome.
Thank you, Peter. Pleasure to be here with you and talk about ways for people to have more confidence in their life and to be more clear. Who doesn't want more of that?
Right, and the way we can do that with human design is to use the language of human design, which most people have never heard before, about how our personalities function so that we can understand what that means in our own lives. First of all, let's just let everyone know that human design is based on our birth data. It uses the positions of the planets in the sky. And not everybody believes in astrology. And this is not astrology. This is actually a different system, but it still uses the same positions of the planets. It also uses planets from 88 and a half days before we were born, and people go, well, what's that about? Well, sure. You know, that adds to our self-knowledge, and it's always accurate. What's interesting, you and I have done thousands of chart readings for people, and it's always shocking to people how accurate this is. And not only accurate, but detailed and concise. And so people give it a lot of confidence because they see that it knows them, it gets them. It's right on target about them in ways that are different from anybody else. So if it can see us as different from anybody else, how can it help us see ourselves as different from everybody else, that we can explain ourselves better to ourselves and to others and live it better, right?
Well, yeah, and actually we don't have to explain so much when we're confident, right? When we know who we are and we know what works, it kind of takes a lot of that going up into the mind and like over-talking or over-explaining ourselves. It's like, no, that just doesn't work for me, or
well,
I'm not comfortable with that.
For some people, but you know, for me, the ways that I'm different are questioned a lot. And I always say, well, that's how I'm designed. And then I can explain that, you know, this is the way I have to be. I wouldn't know how to change me being me. And some people, when they learn their human designs, they say, well, that's great, but, you know, I like so-and-so's human design better than my own. Can I change this? And we can't really change who we're here to be. What we can do is do a much better job at it.
Well, the other thing that I find when I work with clients and they get the information, because it is a new language, and as they start to understand the language, they relax. They're like, oh, I mean, yes, they understand. It explains things to them that takes a lot of maybe beliefs or things they've been hanging on to, or maybe things that they thought that there was something quote-unquote wrong with them. It's like, oh, well, that just makes perfect sense. That makes me feel better. Even if it's not always something that maybe they might not want to hear, it's some maybe a challenge that they have in their life that now they can actually understand it accept
and,
that challenge
and manage
that they
it better.
Have.
They can be better at it. You know, there are a lot of things in my chart that I'm not thrilled about that I know have silver linings to them. I don't think I'd be able to do this radio show if it wasn't for some of the things that push me to want to do it and to want to be good at it.
And your chart validates that you would be someone that would be good with radio and be good with being spontaneous on the spot. And having things come to you, your design validates that, which makes you more confident when you're on the radio because that's how you're wired. That's one example.
Right. And so I use my strengths that I know about because in human design, it's very clearly stated, and then we can work with what is clear. Actually, in relationships for couples, it's so valid. It validates people with each other to be who they are. And you say, well, you know, this is how I'm designed. And they go, what can we change? And we can do a better job, but we can also accept each other now. We don't have to fight something that we can't win about. So let's appreciate that we know each other better. And
yeah, there's things that we can change about ourselves and things that we can't, and it's good to know which one falls into which category.
That's
for
true.
Example, you know, some people are designed to be very self-centered and selfish, and they may get some criticism for that, or they can, learn that that's something that's natural for them and how to nurture that and how to not let that interfere in some of their relationships because they know that they have to follow the beat of their own drum. They're not easily persuaded by others.
Right. There was one time I looked at somebody's chart, a woman, and the first thing that I saw in it, and I told her right away, I said, wow, your life is all about you, just about you. You're all that counts in your life. Everything is focused on you. And she said, yeah, that's what I tell all my friends. And the fact is that she had friends, you know, who understood that, appreciated that about her, and they were probably fascinated about how so self-oriented she was and, are entertained by it.
Well, and it's, you know, some people, you know, our friends may appreciate our uniqueness. Some people are just that way.
Right. And so there are a lot of ways that we're designed that make it hard on others, too. I'm fussy. People don't always like my fussiness. You know, I'm very fussy, for instance, about the guests I have in my show. And there are people who want to be on the show, and I go, nope, sorry, I'm fussy. And it's like, wait a minute, what's the matter with you that you're so fussy? But that's how I have to be, and it has to do with foods I eat, and you know, just the ways that I live my life are somewhat strict, so that I can be healthy. And I'm proud of it. And a lot of people say, oh, I don't compromise, and I should be much more flexible, and I'm not designed that way.
Yeah, I see that. I get what you're talking about now. Yeah, you're not wired to be flexible.
No, but I'm very. I think of myself as extremely open-minded and very, very accepting of good things. But I'm the judge of what's good. And there are a lot of things I like, a lot of people I like, and I'm very happy to have those enjoyments in life of the things that really are nurturing and supportive of how we want to be happy in life.
And so how does that make you more confident?
Because I trust. I trust my choices. I trust my attitudes. And I'm willing to stand behind them. And, you know, when people question me, I don't worry about whether their questions or make me vulnerable. No, things just need to be clarified then, that's all.
Yeah, this is what I really want to support the listeners in is to give some consideration, like if they were more confident, what would that mean for them by knowing themselves better? And like you said, when I say a no, it's a clear no. Or I say yes, it's a clear yes. And as I said earlier, it takes some of that explaining out of the way of that's just the way it is. And you can be confident about your choices. And in this time of uncertainty that we're living in rapid changes, it's good to feel confident about the choices that you're making, that they come from within you, a place that's authentic, that will, you know, to support your life, to help you know better, to help be better, you know, in your relationships. There's the rippling effect of being a confident person and someone that knows themselves. It's quite profound.
And human design is so good at showing us, for instance, what our purpose is and what we're here for. And I did a class last night about what our real job in life is. And I used human design throughout the class with each person to help them understand what their true purpose is. And when you know that, then it puts you into such a strong gear in life of certainty and clarity about yourself.
Not so easily distracted by the next shiny object that comes floating by. When we know ourselves, we don't get so distracted.
Unless we're designed that way.
Well, some people are. And even they have, it helps them to know that that's one of their of their challenges in life or opportunities in life.
Well, there are people who see the opportunity in things that other people don't see. And you know, distractions might have a real intuitive aspect to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that we're distracted by things that really are meaningful. And at first they might not appear to be, but our heart knows and we read that. And so we really need to have room in ourselves to be different and to break the mold and operate in ways that are clear in our design and our charts. They're clear that we function this way the best. And I was working with a young man who was struggling in school, and he really wasn't that good a student. And he wasn't really, his human design said he wasn't good with details. And that's it. Okay, he's not good with details. What did it say that he was good at? Was it identifying trends and movement in society and how, you know, the larger picture of the way people think and direct themselves? And he said, yeah, I get all that. I'm so good at that. And it's like, well, that's his future. And stop worrying about what he's not good at. And so then you find people who are designed to do the things you're not good at and let them do it. And you do the things that they're not good at that they need you for.
Well, that's the beauty of human design, whether it's used in schools or in the workplace or in relationships. It really highlights where people's strengths are. And what you're just speaking about, the student, it's even like, how do we learn? Some people can take a class online and they learn, and it works for them, and other people have to be in the physical classroom and surrounded by people, and it's good to know which way you learn better, you know, to just support the whole process.
And there are a lot of human design charts, including mine, where we just think outside of the box. And then if we're in school, a lot of the teachers are trying to teach us the boxes. And we don't have patience for all these boxes of life, these systems, and these are, you know, the formal ways. We just keep on thinking of new ways. and differently. It's like the film with Robin Williams, Dead Poets Society, where he just wanted to open up people to think in new ways, and the school that he was teaching in wanted to teach in formal ways. So we have to understand that about ourselves. And some people really need those formal teachings, really are designed to love boxes, appreciate them, study them, compare them. And that's wonderful, and we need that. And it's good for often for people to be in relationships where one person is out of the box and one person is in the box. And so it's good to know that in life. And, you know, it's some people say, I want to be with a partner in life who has the same kind of chart I do. Well, that's ideal. And it becomes ideally boring, too.
It's like being with yourself. You can do that anytime you want.
Yeah.
Well, some people like variety and some people don't. So, let's see. I'm thinking of a session I did with someone recently, and we were talking about some of their, their emotional challenges that they have. And, the person that I was working with was carrying a lot of extra body weight. And it just showed in her design that was, something that she came in here wired, came in this lifetime of knowing herself and being able to accept that, and where that came from in her design. Possibly just by knowing that kind of opens up the possibility for her to change that. But first of all, was for her to be able to accept and understand that the challenge that she has, and some of the shame and judgments that she has on herself for saying, for carrying all that extra weight.
Well, there's a trait in human design called love of body, and some people have it. It doesn't mean many people have it, actually.
I do
also. And I call it respect for the instrument, actually. But people who have it, when I go to the gym, I look around and I go, oh, look at all these people. Probably they have that in their chart, or go to the beach. Because you can go to the beach and there are people who are really overweight and look terrible, and they're in bikinis, and they're very happy. They aren't self-conscious about it at all. They're just enjoying their bodies in whatever form their bodies are. And then there are people with ideal bodies who wouldn't want to be seen at the beach because they're so unsure of themselves, of their physical nature, and don't have love of body.
Well, and they're wired to be obsessed about their form, and
right.
their exercise and all that.
So there are different ways that in human design it covers so many different topics of who we are and how we are, including relationships and feelings and how we think in different ways and how
we're wired emotionally,
right.
Our intuition, how we handle stress.
Right, and to know that, to see the mechanics of how we're designed to handle stress or not. Some people, when we tell them their human design, we can say, you're not good at handling stress, so stay away from it. And they say, I do my best. I know I'm not good at it. But at least they're assured that that's okay. They're not supposed to be good at it. They're supposed to avoid it. And other people
explains to them why when they get in very stressful situations, so I'm one of those that doesn't handle stress, so I don't necessarily, I'm not very attracted to going to rock concerts or where there's masses of people because I don't handle all that stress and being around a lot of people. But I think when someone understands that about their chart, that they can minimize some of the unnecessary stress in their life,
right,
the stressful situations, which then, allows them, their body is, they're more connected with themselves, they're more relaxed, and they can make better choices.
There are people who really thrive on arguments and conflict. They thrive on it. And it's, and so to know that and to know that perhaps you don't, says don't try. Don't try to compete with people who are designed differently. And I think that's true about the whole chart, is that there's so many ways that we're unique. And once we know it, then we can have that discernment about how to live our lives and you know, what direction it should take in relationships and business and all kinds of ways. So, because there are so many different aspects to human design, and there are types, there are the generators and the projectors, and they're run by different motors. Sometimes there are projectors who have no motors, and I work with some of them, and they have trouble motivating themselves and getting out and being busy. They don't like it.
They'll say there's not much gets done around here until somebody else shows up, and that's
right.
Good to know, right?
Right. If you know you're designed that way,
instead of beating yourself up that you can't get anything done, is to know that you got to be around the right people.
Right. So then you don't criticize yourself for not being able to get out the door unless somebody pulls you out the door.
Yeah.
But then you get people to do that.
Exactly. No, I talk to people that don't have any motors, and just helping them to get to know that about themselves and accept that about themselves is quite a relief.
And also, knowing human design and understanding that about life, and understanding that some people have more motors than others. My wife has a motor of vitality in her chart, and she lives with such vital energy all the time. And I have a motor too, but it's a motor that kind of spins on itself. So it's, I'm busy all the time, but in a different way. It's like I don't have the energy to do what she does, but in many ways she doesn't have the energy to do what I do. So we it's good to see that. It's good to understand that about each other. That and there are people who are designed to attract others, and there are people who can't. People come to me and say, how can I attract more people? And there are ways to do it, but it might not come easy. And then other people are designed where it comes real easy. They just walk out the door and everybody notices them and wants to include them. And other people walk out the door and feel very alone and don't know how, because people aren't attracted to their design in the same way. I can stand in crowds and people won't even see me until I open my mouth. And then people go, oh my gosh, here's a guy who can speak and know something.
Exactly.
But until I do that, people have no idea that I even exist.
Well, as we're saying, there's just so many different ways to know ourselves and to know others. And one thing that I find with people that they can be so spontaneous. It's like everything has to happen right now. And then we all know people that it's just like, you can call them a week or 2 weeks from now, and it's like they're still contemplating that or still not taking action on it. It's really quite entertaining. When you understand a little bit of the language of human design, how it totally describes people.
Yes, and then it helps us to know ourselves in those ways so we don't beat ourselves up for being different and actually enjoy the way we are, because that's the way we are. So, Regina Concatelli, now we both do human design readings. You're on the West Coast, I'm on the East Coast, so we can take care of everybody. And you have a website.
I do. You can find my website at alignwithyourdesign.com, A-L-I-G-N, alignwithyourdesign.com. And I can be reached, my phone number, 619-787-8750. Or you can reach out if you want to see what your human design chart looks like and contact either one of us for a sample of your chart.
Yeah, we can print out free charts and email them to people so that people can get a look at themselves. They won't understand it, really. I mean, it's not an explanation. It's just the way the chart is, and then we can help people understand it.
Yeah, and how they can use that information, how to make better decisions for themselves or utilize their energy, know some of the things of everyday life that they could do that would really help them feel more confident about themselves.
Yeah, and so we love to do this. When I do a chart reading, readings take quite a while to do a full reading, usually a couple of hours, because we really want to get into it with people and help them really not miss anything about themselves.
Well, yeah, I did want to share one quick little story. Somebody contacted me for a reading. They'd been in Bali, and they heard about it, and they went online, and they researched, and they found me, and we did the session, and then and she liked it and all that. And then, like, 3 or 4 weeks later, I get this email. It's like, oh, my gosh, I've been listening to this, and I've been noticing in my life, and this is so true. I want to do more sessions with you.
Oh, good.
It's just like letting, it is a new language, and just allowing that new language to settle in. And as this person said, I've just been noticing in my life, you know, like you said, our designs show up for us, and really being able to see ourselves and seeing how much more confident she could be in her life. So.
Oh, good. So, yeah, we love it. We love to give people that opportunity to know themselves better and to be more confident, which is really the theme of this today. So, Regina Concatelli, thank you so much for being a guest on Energy Stew.
Thank you, Peter.
It's great talking with you. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.fm. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org or 212-222-7748. I'd love to hear from you, and thank you so much for listening.